So did you see the Doc Ock, all the info?
I seize it.
I have not, but I am confident I will.
Oh, man.
It is overly complicated.
I'm really into that. I thought Coulson was complex. This guy sounds super complex.
He's got a way to instant win that only takes like 75 turns and 400 green AP. And then you just win. It's ludicrous.
All right. I have not glanced at the script just yet, but I'm finished with all of the other things that I wanted to achieve. So I can, if you guys want to get started, just let me know when you're ready. Oh, I guess we're already broadcasting live. This is as live as it gets. I think, Ray, you should probably count me in because I feel like you always get hosed by Jared when you attempt to count him in. He just never gets it.
5, 4, Emma, here we go.
Every time. Either that or it's like 5, 4, 3, 2.
Dead silence. Well, yeah. That's because he can't see you pointing at him. So that's the problem. You know, because it's 5, 4, point, 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 you know? All right. Now, all right, UNC Samurai joined the channel. Now we can go live.
Oh, thank goodness.
I mean, without...
Yeah.
Because, you know, he's going to need to keep me up on what's going on in the world of hockey.
Right. Oh, today it's game 3.
2.
Oh, I thought tonight would be game 3. Who won game 1?
The Pittsburgh Penguins.
All right.
With no shots on goal.
Oh.
They had 12
shots. They accidentally won?
They had 12 shots on goal, the lowest in the history of any Stanley Cup championship game where they won, where a team
cool.
won. They are currently losing, however, at the moment, 1-0.
Well,
but yeah, they scored 5 goals on 12 shots.
Nice. Wow. That is efficient.
So.
Wow. What kind of hockey's going on where people are scoring 5 goals in a game?
Yeah. Hopefully we can,
outrageous.
We can bounce back. Remember I told you about the crazy ticket prices?
Yes.
So yeah, Monday night in Pittsburgh, like tickets were $212. Tonight, the average price is $190 for eventtickets.com. Saturday in Nashville, it's $963. And Monday in Nashville, it's $1,021. Because the people in Nashville apparently really want to see some hockey. Those tickets are through the roof.
So, I guess on that note, if you have that kind of money and that free time, why not redirect some of those resources and energy to supporting your local food bank? The Puzzle Warriors 3 would like to take a minute to first make a light retraction from last week. You may or may not have been directed to go to feedingamerica.com for your food bank information. Please don't go there. Please go to feedingamerica.org or take my second Google suggestion. I was not prepared for what I was to find at feedingamerica.com or for me to make that mistake. However, anybody who listened to the show got treated to a .org, which was pretty spectacular. And it did, it shook me up a little bit. It made me first wonder why the internet would do such a thing, and made me feel the need to do like the reverse of that. Like, now I want to buy pornhub.org and make it like a food bank site. Like, why would you do that? Monsters. So anyway, as far as your local food bank goes, I would like to stress the importance of helping out now. Because when you feel the urge to help out around Thanksgiving, they have plenty of help and support. And when you feel it again to help out around the holidays, they have plenty of support. When they need your support the most is right now. So, go down there. You can put groceries in a box. You can unload a pallet. You know, it's not hard, and, you know, it'll only take an hour or two of your Saturday or whenever they get most of their deliveries. So, by all means, don't wait until the holiday season. Go now to your local food bank and donate your time, food, or resources. And now, on with the show.
Oh, you want to go then?
No. Oh. I just wanted to wrap up my PSA.
Ah. Well, they're getting their money's worth. You gave them quite a bit of time there. That's nice.
Yeah, that was a lot. Believers, and welcome to the 92nd installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. As always, I am the Woolly One, also known as Craig. With me, KS72, SneakyBeat15, it's Ray, it's Ian, it's the Puzzle Warriors. Hello.
Hello.
What up?
Trying something new this week. No YouTube feed. Discord Live.
Yeah. It's kind of different.
We'll see how this goes. So this is the week of...
A preemptive strike. YouTube betrayed us last week, and so now we're turning our back on them.
Yep, we should just boycott all their sponsors.
I agree.
So this is the week of 531 through 6-7 of 2017. And your Deadpool Daily lands. Today was Green Quicksilver. Thursday, Blue Switch. Friday, Yellow Vision. Saturday, Yellow Strange. Sunday, Green Thanos. Monday, Black Hawkeye. Tuesday, Green Star-Lord. And next Wednesday is a Yellow Black Panther. In the five-day four-star crash! Of the Titans. You had the Nick Fury versus the Magneto on 528. How'd that work?
Well, I wasn't sure. Bueller. Wasn't sure what we needed. I mean, it was se magnifique. you weirdo. It went well. I accidentally already beat it.
Okay, good.
Well done.
Yeah.
How is your Nick Fury? I don't even have any recollection from last time.
If I remember correctly, he is middling. I am closer. I almost had it ready to go this week, but he's somewhere in the 9 to 10 cover range at the, you know, at a corresponding level, 180 something maybe. I don't know. He has enough that, you know, I can whittle him far enough down with match damage and then luck into a demolition, and then that should do it.
Mm, sure. Yeah, mine was not much of a problem. I had no blue or purple, so couldn't do any damage. But then Magneto was just matching away all the blue, did some damage to me. And eventually I got my powers charged and it was over quick. But
sure,
I was a little worried I was going to have to give it a few tries. But it ended up doing pretty good.
Yeah, mine took two tries. The first time the board was all red tiles.
That's not
helpful. So Magneto made a big pile of red quickly.
Right.
And I blew up fast. Two was the opposite. It was like lots of blue and yellow, and I went, oh, stuff for me. And he did not survive.
Yep. General Nicholas Fury is at level 188, and he is a 3-4-2.
Nice.
Hey, so. Update.
Hmm?
Goal for the good guys.
Word.
Tied up at one.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Coming up next on the second is Theory to be the Punisher versus, I don't know, somebody or other.
Yeah, is he new in the rotation?
I don't know about that.
Okay.
Yeah, he has to be. Because the wiki page is showing after Nick Fury is Venom. So.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. All right. Well, according to the Game Pendium site, it says, of course, it says Venom. Hmm.
Uh-oh.
I think I flubbed this up.
Are you sure? Did you just look at the spreadsheet that Joe sent you?
I should, because, you know, Joe pays more attention to things. Hey. So, I see what I did. The Behemoth Burrito that day, the last character on it is the Punisher.
Yes.
Well, right under that, it says Crash of the Titans. And I didn't read that below, like, the way I had my screen positioned, I didn't see that then Venom was listed below that. So, hey, the next one is Venom? Oh, man, I had this all bungled up.
You are a consummate professional.
Yeah, so what, it's Venom, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
what do you guys have with Venom?
He's at 3-2-1. And he is currently leveled in the poo house.
Contact?
Yes. 3-2-1 poo house.
mine is at a 5-3-4, and he's been there forever. And I leveled him up a while back, and I don't remember why, but he's at a 229. So I shouldn't have that much of a problem, although it is against Carnage.
Mine is a 5-4-2, level 152.
Hmm. I definitely have the best shot of all of us.
And then the next one, apparently I also wrote down wrong by not being able to read. And on the 7th, then, it should be Thor. Thor. That should be easy for Ray. You ever change, yes. Right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Mine's 255, so I should have a good shot.
I agree.
Well, where's your Lady Thor?
225, level 168.
Oh, yours is higher level than
five
mine.
Will be handy.
Mine's only level 137.
Ooh. Yeah, that 5 might be handy. Isn't it in the wrong ability? Or is that half of the good ability? Doesn't blue make red and red does damage?
Blue does stun and makes charge, and then red does all the damage.
Right.
Yellow is right.
Yellow that does nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yellow not good. So I may have some difficulty, but hopefully that stun will...
Yeah, same here. That's what I'm hoping. Hopefully I can coast on my stun.
Stun goes a long way when it's one-on-one.
Yes, it does.
True. True story. And in exciting news... It appears that the sadness that is Lady Thor might be finally done in the comic.
Oh.
It appears that real Thor showed up in the last issue of Thor.
So he's worthier now?
And he was going to bash in the doors at Asgard so he could go talk to his mom and have a hashing out about something. And apparently Lady Thor is dying of cancer. So so we might be back to Odin's son being Thor again.
Right.
So that makes me excited. So I'm going to have to start buying Thor comics apparently because, man, that's been written so well recently.
Or you could ease up on all this comic buying. It's getting out of hand.
It is getting out of hand.
Ray and I are going to have an intervention with you soon.
It's absolutely ridiculous, but I blame Joe.
And by intervention, we're going to say, hey, this is cool. We're just going to hang out at your house and read comics for a while.
I can't tell you. I can't recommend Infamous Iron Man any more than, you know, it's just so freaking good.
It is a very good series.
The last one in it is a head shaker, but...
It was a tough way to end.
Yeah. Story events. You got your unstable ISO 8 is running now. 3,500 and 12,500 get you some Psylocke. Gwenpool at 23.5, 52,000 for the top CP. Top 10 folks get Coulson, and then 11 down is Gray Suit. Webbed Wonder is next. They made a change to Webbed Wonder we'll talk about here shortly. But 4 and 16,000 is Gray Suit, 32,000 for Coulson. 57,000 instead of CP. It will instead be a special privileged intellect token, which will give you a chance at the brand new 5-star Doc Ock. So there'll be a special vault with 5-star Doc Ock in it. Top 10 is Eddie Brock, and 11 to 300 is Switch. PvP Land, we're in between seasons. So Best Friends is running now, which, as always, it's, you know, right now it's just Carnage and Medusa because they're the bestest of pals. 800 gets you a BDSM Carol. 900 is a Fantastic. 1,200 for the CP. Top 5 is Fury. And 6 to 50 is Punisher. And then coming up next is the Back to Life, Back to Reality season, where there are no character changes coming. None at all.
Did you get that, Ian? I didn't get that.
I got the reference. I just now have no idea if it's a reality gem or a life gem.
It's listed as reality.
Okay.
I was completely lost. I didn't get the reference.
Oh.
I assumed it was reality because that's the last word before season.
Right. I did not. I just.
Shush it.
Life gem seems like such a plausible gem.
Kayete Tuboka.
What?
Kayete Tuboka.
I don't know what that is. What is that?
Silence.
I don't know what that is.
Be quiet. Shut your mouth. Move it on.
I was. Again, I just thought one of the gems was a life gem.
It might be. I don't know.
Well, you can't have reckless theme songs like that that include all the gems.
My life is nothing but reckless theme songs. My whole brain is nothing but a reckless theme song with no break. Let's talk about some stuff that's changing. So let's go with the easy ones. Fortitude tiles. Previously, if you recall, fortified tiles worked like lock tiles. When you matched them, they did no damage. They didn't give you AP. They didn't activate anything. That changed in 127, which I don't think we realized, because I didn't realize. So now they tried to make them better, quote-unquote better. So matching a fortified tile behave as if you matched a tile, but it will not be destroyed. So any tile that activates when matched will now be able to match twice. So all kinds of things are affected by this. So Daredevil's trap deals damage, creates an ambush tile, and the original trap remains, which seems weird.
Yeah.
Nick Fury's demolition trap stays the same, though, because all the trap tiles get removed as part of the power. Spider-Woman's To Love and Fear trap deals damage, and the trap tile now remains. Good old Medusa, Entanglement, after it creates the attack tiles, the countdown tile still stays. Which I'm not sure I've noticed that. It says Daredevil, Billy Club, gain AP, and the countdown tile retains. Rocket and Groot, Atomic Bomb, deal damage to the enemy team, your team, and the countdown tile remains. Deadpool, X-Force, countdown for what countdown, deals damage, and the countdown tile remains. That's what it says? That seems to make Countdown for What ridiculously powerful.
It could, yeah.
If I can just keep blowing them up over and over and over again with Quake, good lord. Oh, I suppose that only means after you fortify them.
Right, they have to be fortified.
Yeah.
So you have to have somebody who actually fortifies.
Yeah, I guess that they're hanging out with Goblin doing her thing. I don't know, seems interesting. See how it goes. Webbed Wonder, got some minor changes going on here. They will be changing the art in a few areas. I'm assuming that is to put in the new art for the brand new Doc Ock. And adding a way to earn tokens to earn the 5-star Doc Ock. So it starts on Thursday the 1st at 7 a.m. Eastern, ends Monday at 2 a.m. on June 5th. Oh, or it even says, updated art to include Doc Ock Classic. Last progression reward replaced with a token. Case closed part, last repeatable mission in the swipe left chapter of Wed Wonder. As a wave mission, rewards a random cover of Howard the Duck. Booyah. Doc Ock Showdown. There will be a mission against Doc Ock Classic. Unlocks after completing case closed in the swipe left of Wed Wonder. Rewards a token of Privileged Intellect Cover Store. And in the Privileged Intellect Cover Store, there's a 10% chance of Doc Ock, 90% chance of all the latest 4 stars, and you can purchase additional tokens for 25 command points. Hokey smokes. All right.
I do like, I love those vaults or whatever they're called in the store.
Yeah, the
I don't know,
stores.
That 10% chance is
yeah, it's real high.
Really nice. Yeah.
Now to what will end up being a vast, vast amount of pain. So, the new Doc Ock.
Yeah, hey, new Doc Ock. Who saw that coming?
He's got the classic bowl cut, which I'm loving that.
Right.
Because I did not see Doc Ock coming, so this is exciting.
Yeah. Yeah,
to answer your question, I don't think anybody saw this coming.
It was whack. I did not see a 5-star coming either.
There was talk about Vulture. Yeah, no, yeah, nobody expected Doc Ock.
Right. Doc Ock as a 5-star. He already has a 3-star, so there's no 3-star to pair with him. I swear they just released 5-star Star-Lord like 4 minutes ago. So I was not expecting another 5-star. I'm just generally dazzled. Doc Ock's cool, though. I'm down.
Yeah. All right, so let's see how this goes. So his first power is called Superior Science for 10 black. Stun the target for one turn, create a 3-turn countdown tile while it's on the board. Stuns the target for one turn each turn. When it expires, the target takes 857 damage and creates 2 strength 143 friendly strike tiles. Level 2, the strike tiles are better. Level 3, the strike tiles are better, and it does more damage. Level 4, bigger strike tiles. Level 5, bigger strike tiles, does more damage. At max level, and level 5, it's 1492 on the strike tiles, and 6656 damage. That one's interesting to me because while it stays on the board, it stuns the target. So I guess you could rotate, you know, whoever you put in front. You could choose who you want to stun each turn. I'm assuming it's whoever's in front.
I mean, it says the target. That's always who's in front, so.
Yeah. Blue power, that was 10 black. His blue power is 8. It's called Tentacles. If he has fewer than 4 on the board, Doc Ock creates a tentacle tile. Hey, kids, brand new tile type. Then he deals 857 damage for each tentacle he controls. Has a passive power. At the start of each turn, as Doc Ock is stunned, his tentacles make a match for his team for each tentacle he controls. So that means if you've got 4 tentacle tiles out there, he's making 4 matches.
Right.
Man, I want to just stun my own Doc Ock constantly. This sounds like fun.
Yeah, blue sounds like fun as opposed to the last power. I'm going to be using blue.
Yeah, I'm going to team him up with Max Pun. He stuns his team.
Five-star Thanos.
Yeah, stupid Thanos.
He's awesome. Yeah. You take that back.
No, I'm so sick of Thanos. He deserves the Nerf hammer like there's nobody business.
No. He's yes. Thanos.
Yeah. So each level, it just does more damage. That'll make life Ian happy.
Mm-hmm.
It's level 2, more damage, more damage, more damage, more damage. Max nice. Level, it's 65 damage. And then the part which makes your head explode. Okay. Cunning Scheme.
Good luck.
Place a 10-turn nuclear reactor countdown on the board that does 3974 damage to each enemy. This power then becomes phase 2.
So that costts 13 green. Did you mention 13?
13
I was
green.
Listening for that. 13 green, yeah.
Phase 2, for an additional 8 green, you upgrade the nuclear reactor tile to give a burst of 514 health to each friendly character each turn. This power now becomes phase 3. There's a passive. If the reactor is matched away, gain 11 green AP. If it's destroyed, this power becomes back to Cunning Scheme. Phase 3 now costs 6 green AP. So you've now invested 27 green AP in this power. Upgrade the nuclear reactor so it does 457 damage to each enemy each turn, and it turns into final phase. However, if the reactor is matched, you gain 14 green AP. If it's destroyed, power goes back to being Cunning Scheme. The final phase is a passive. If Doc Ock's nuclear reactor is matched away, when its timer reads 1, he automatically wins the battle. If it's matched at any other time, gain 18 green AP. If it's destroyed, start back over at Cunning Scheme. So, at level 2, It's 4,037 one damage. And then it's going up.
What was that number? 4,371?
Yes.
I don't know what you said, but.
Did I not use English? It's entirely possible.
4,037 and 1? I don't know what that
means. There, you know, they're numbers. 4 plus 3 plus 7 plus 1. It's 15. In any case, phase 2 it heals for 565. Phase 3 it heals for 503. When they're all maxed out.
Yeah. Skip to the end.
Yeah, level 5, the nuclear reactor explodes for 28,753 damage. Phase 2 is healing for 3,719 each turn. Phase 3 is doing 3,305 damage each turn. And again, final phase doesn't change. It just blows up and wins. So if you can manage to keep this countdown tile around for 10 turns, upgrade it 3 times, 2 times, I guess, and then match it away when it hits 1, you can beat anybody. But good Lord, I hope I can win before that happens. Just normally.
I don't know. There's talk on Discord about using Switch, Red Hawk, and Doc Ock to purple generate, green generate, and then blow everything to smithereens.
Yeah, the problem is you still got to match away that tile when it hits one and keep it protected for that long.
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
I mean, keeping it protected for 10 turns is not going to be all that easy. Especially with that team, because Switch is, you know, blue will keep firing off and making lots of board shake.
Yeah. I don't know. It sounds interesting. I definitely want to try it out, and I'm not going to be able to. But I don't know. I kind of like the really complex stuff.
I've been enjoying the Gamora one over the weekend I was playing her event. I kept getting that thing to happen constantly, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I couldn't. I still, not once.
Oh.
Not once.
It was a good time. The Gamora one was a lot of fun. So, as Ian, if you were on the pre-show, you know, a year from now, when we get back around to Doc Ock, we can listen to Ian's head melt out of his ears. When he's going to try and describe all this.
Yeah, I have. Yeah. it's so complex.
Yeah.
I still don't know what it does because I couldn't listen to the whole description. I was gone when you start, when you're like, step one is this, step two is, and then it was just like, and then you said my name and I was like, I remember you guys from earlier.
It does seem fun. It's an interesting mechanic, and I'm definitely
gonna try
real hard to get it to happen once, but boy, it sounds like it's going to be hard.
So we're saying 553, ignore green. Got it.
Well, I mean, I suppose, you know, do you really need the extra damage and stuff if you're going for the insta-win? So why not 553?
Yeah, true. Good point.
The insta-win happens no matter what.
I lucked into the right answer.
So, I don't know. We'll try it. Sounds fun.
I don't know. I am happy because it's a villain.
Yeah.
And we need more villains. I'm always a fan of the villains. So, yeah, it was a surprise. I didn't expect it.
Are you feeling like a room without a roof?
I don't know what that means, so
nobody
maybe.
Nobody does.
Right.
But, you know, that's just how the song goes.
But, yes, I am happy.
Yeah, I'm hoping that we're still going to see Vulture for when the movie comes out because he's the villain. So we might get, like, two villains in a row.
Sure, but, I mean, Doc Ock being a 5-star, I'm also okay with that.
Yeah,
Vulture should be a 4. Vulture should be a 4.
I agree.
Vulture should be a 2-star, but...
Well, yeah.
Right, for this game's purpose.
Those, so...
Right, for this game's purpose, he should... he should have been the 3-star to accompany 5-star Doc Ock!
Oh, that I would have been okay with.
Yeah.
That would have been a cute effect. Dang it, Ian, why didn't you think of that earlier? We could have.
I'm sorry.
Maybe they can super, you know, surprise us, and when they do the 3-5, it can be a 3-star Vulture and like a 5-star Mysterio. Or Rhino.
They're both terrible, no.
Kraven the Hunter?
Yeah, he's dope.
All right. Electro? Electro? Yeah. Electro would
be okay. He's middling.
Hmm. Who else is there in Spider-Man world? Who else is in the Sinister Six? I think I'm missing somebody.
I don't know. 5-star Venom? He's cool.
No, there's no Venoms or Carnage in the Sinister Six. Oh, you know what they need? They need the guy with the sound thing. Claw. Wasn't he?
What?
Claw.
What was the guy who had his hand ended in like a...
The Sonic.
A Sonic cone? Wasn't that Claw?
The Claw. Yeah, it was.
Oh, I have no memory of him.
He would attack you with sound waves? He would be awesome to fight against, you know, the symbiotes. He could just like bombard them all with sound.
Claw, huh?
Not the Craw. The Craw.
The Craw. Maybe we'll skip him. It's just this once.
Okay, we lost me for a second. Sorry.
Oh. Hooray, you're back.
I'm like saying, hello, did we lose Craig? What's going on? Nobody responded.
No, I was here.
Yeah, all right. Sorry.
All right.
Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt, but I'm back.
Hooray, and we're back.
And we're back.
Could we please get away from the technical problems?
Yeah, no, doom.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on. Willie Lumpkin, what you got?
What is in the mailbag? What did Lumpy bring for us today? So the first thing I have is from Pega Unisusicorn.
There you go.
Suck it.
You got it first time.
He says that he wanted to say that he religiously listens to the podcast now.
So that means only once on Sunday mornings?
Yes.
Okay.
That was really not as funny as I thought it was, but I assure you, I did think it was that funny.
He says he's been listening for about 3 months or so now. Keep up the awesome work. And a little clip about his wife. Apparently, his wife hated MPQ, but finally one day installed it and now is addictive, apparently playing up to like 5 hours a day. So,
oh, no.
But still not listening to this podcast.
Oh.
Boo. But
yeah.
But hey, thanks and welcome. Scrognog Gutentag says that he couldn't wait to hear me try and pronounce his username. Yeah, I nailed it.
On the first try, on a whim, I'm sure.
Well, it's a Pegasus and a unicorn. It wasn't that hard to work out. Some of these other names are a little bit much. From Joe, he said that he's not sure why there was snickering during the food bank deal. Well, the reason there was snickering is because at one point, Ian described, let me Google that for you. He described it, you can just go to Google and type in food bank, and really, that'll get you there.
I was also just ill-prepared for Ian to bust straight into the PSA, and I don't know why, but it struck me fun.
Okay.
And Joe, if you would just listen to the show after it was finished, you would have known to go to .org, and it would have been extra funny.
He also said, Craig, your young Groucho was shockingly on point.
Sweet.
And Ian, you said you were going to rewatch episodes 1 through 3. Joe said, no, don't watch those movies.
I'm sorry. I think it's still going to happen.
Parandiak said that Craig, he agrees with you. Baby Groot, I'm sorry, Ian, he agrees with you, not Craig. That Baby
Groot. That sounds
Groot,
more like it.
Baby Groot was what he liked the least about Guardians 2.
Yeah, and I'm the grouch.
Well, that is true, but
Baby Groot was cute.
I'm a fan of Baby Groot. I think he was awesome, and I mean the fact that you can make a cute character and it wasn't too much, bravo.
And Groot number one comic was pretty cute as well. I picked that up as well.
I'm probably not reading that, but okay.
Yeah.
On to Dingwing, Illinois. He said, stop me if you've heard this one. We don't know which one it is, so we can't stop it. It's unstoppable. 4-star juggernaut confirmed.
Only in my dreams.
Yeah. But hey, it turned out to be a Doc Ock, so.
Yeah.
Only in and, my dreams.
He also mentioned that the best of the prequels, it saying that one of them is the best, is like saying valedictorian of summer school. Yeah, it's just picking the worst thing ever. So, and he wanted to point out that only Kellogg's claims 2 scoops.
Right.
Post,
fair.
Post keeps its mouth shut and also does not anthropomorphize the sun.
Okay.
I wanted to throw that in there just so that I could read that word off.
Well worth it.
And he also said, best post-credits ever, which I don't even remember what they were, so you're welcome.
It was the AC/DC songs.
I don't know. No, that was during the show.
Oh. I don't know. I don't listen to our show.
I only listened to it on our webpage, and the player crashed well before the show ended, so I just gave up.
I keep hearing that, and I don't know how to fix that.
I don't know. I just go on with my life.
Jordan from Jersey said, and hey, this is important. This is news to me. The Guardians end credits, spoilers, the team of Ravagers at the end were the original Guardians. Stallone was Starhawk.
Okay.
Oh.
If you pull up the original Guardians of the Galaxy, I did a little bit of research to find out what he was talking about. And, yeah, there's a whole bunch of info, like on the wiki. It's pretty interesting.
Cool.
Yeah,
I'll believe you. I know nothing about the history of the Guardians.
Yeah, I don't know anything about the current Guardians. So.
Yeah, I agree.
But that's good.
I hear they hit Kitty Pryde for a while before she came back to the X-Men, so that was nice of them.
I saw Yellow Jacket in the list as well, so but later on, like, you know, not original. But Kobarzim, Again, I'm probably messing that one up. But he says the first time that he's posting, great show. He's listening more frequently now than he's actually playing. And he's playing the game more. He says that he has a plan, but he feels like he needs some input. He had a plan to focus on saving all of his command points until he had 2,500. And then using them to buy 100 covers with whatever the five-star vault comes up with. Along with that, he started saving his heroic tokens because they can pull four stars. So he's focusing on his three-star game. And then he is thinking about holding off on the latest legends until that five-star gets into those tokens. So that he can just max out his jump straight into the five stars. His question is that worth it? Will it screw him over in some way that he hasn't thought about?
You had me at hoard my stuff. As soon as you said, I'm going to hoard my, yes, do it.
Should be a fun plan to try. Just make sure you've got a big pile of ISO waiting for when you're going to spend those tokens.
Yeah, that's going to be key because you're going to get.
Like, you better have a few million ISO saved up.
Well, yeah, he's not going to be opening any tokens. What else is he going to use it on?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I say go for it. You know, at least make sure you have enough command points to roster all the people you're going to unlock. But that's, you know, I would say the primary importance. But yeah, save up as much. It's going to be, you're going to have to do a ton of hoarding. Oh my goodness. Yes. Do it. Yeah. That sounds fun. I say go nuts. But if you want advice, wait until next week. See what the listeners say.
Well, Squirrel Teeth has already responded that it's a solid plan, and that's essentially what they did. So I don't, I'm going off Discord on that one. But I have no problem with that. I mean, the only thing is you're just going to see a one large jump in your play when you do that. I didn't do it. I don't know what it's going to look like. So
keep us posted.
Yeah, I'm very curious. Hey, Stink Palm said preemptively, because he knew that we were going to be talking about the featured character of the week. So I have a Stink Palm featured character of the week info when we get there. Okay. Yeah, so I'm going to save that until we actually do the featured character of the week. UNC Samurai, hey, he's listening right now. Craig, he says, Craig can't wait to go to the AC/DC ZZ Top collaboration. He says that next month they're at the PNC with Eazy-E and DMX. They're doing a special rendition of TNT. Along with covers by REM, NXS, U2, NWA, ELO, UB40, KMFDM, and OMC.
Man, about half of that is really solid.
Nah, you leave as soon as they do the cover, U2.
Nah, I love me some REM songs.
Jables MC asked about...
We won Jables. Go ahead.
Sorry, I rebooted when you said that. I don't know. Apparently we did something snarky at the beginning. He said, wait, there's altruism mixed in with a dose of snark. Was it snarktruism?
There was.
I don't know. I'm going off of, I don't
remember. Did I say something snarky during my PSA the last time? Maybe the Googling.
Yeah,
Googling
maybe.
Was filled with snark.
But he also says that...
That's a fair assessment.
Sure. We need more Indiana Jones references, which I'm going to agree with.
Sure. Who doesn't?
But he's going to give Craig some, he said he's terribly disappointed in the ZZDC reference, minus 5 points Gryffindor.
Oh, boo. Uh-huh. Good thing I'm in Slytherin.
But he did tell me that I was 100% on the pronunciation of his name, Jables MC. Yeah, that's another one for me.
Right. So now does that mean that he is the founder of his own motorcycle club, or is it... Can you put MC at the end of your name and still be an EDM DJ?
I thought you had to be young to be an MC.
Oh, no. See, I thought maybe it was like MC Jables, and that was his... That's what he spins when he goes to, like, Bonnaroo. Bonnaroo probably doesn't have EDM. I don't know what any sort of concerts are called anymore. That's the last one I've ever heard of.
Maybe he's going to that crazy, unpronounceable festival they're having out at Penn's Cave.
Yeah,
featuring,
okay.
featuring Chance the Rapper.
I figured that already happened.
The worst performer in the history of Saturday Night Live.
I don't know about that.
Oh, my God, yeah. Ray, it was so bad.
Craig did have to make an emergency call to me in, like, the middle of the night to be like, Ian, what's happening? This is terrible.
It
wasn't good, but it was not. It's not as bad as Craig thinks it was. Or maybe I'm thinking of Chance's second performance on Saturday Night Live, which was...
His second time was much better.
Yeah, it really was.
His first time on, it was horrific. The second time, it was listenable.
All right, I'll have to revisit it just to make sure, because I usually only revisit some of my favorites, so I will reinvestigate to see if it is
UNC
still, in
Samurai,
fact, one
believes
of the worst.
I'm incorrect that then he was better than Ashley Simpson. I disagree. She gave me some great, great dancing.
She did a silly jig and then invented Bear City.
Yeah, she did her weird jig, and then they cut to Bear City, and Bear City was one of the finest sketches ever. Bear City.
There were only two humans left, these two children. They were promptly eaten.
Oh, by the way, apparently Squirrel Teeth has just identified himself as Donkey Teeth. So
I had assumed.
Yeah, I hadn't. I don't like making assumptions on anyone. So there was a question on Discord earlier. If they had come out and said about the clue for Doc Ock and why it was Stop Me If You've Heard It. So if you go to the D3 forums and look up the 5-star Dr. Octopus on, I think it's on page 2 or something, there's a Dr. Octopus, it's one of the comics. I don't know if it's his first appearance, but there is a comic where it actually has this, Stop Me If You've Heard It, as Spider-Man swings into action. So it's straight out of the comics. Anyway, saw the question, thought it was worth answering, so.
Sure, I agree.
And that is all I have in the mailbag.
That's the cool news.
That was not the news, that was the mailbag.
No, that was.
I forgot to do it earlier. I was just trying to get her back. She's off the show. Thanks, Willy Lumpkin.
Alpha Team just posted a picture of the Claw comic.
Yeah, Claw.
Well, it's Fantastic Four, but it's with the Claw.
Man, I thought he was a Spider-Man villain.
Huh. Maybe he's a crossover villain.
Maybe. He's no mole man, that's for sure.
No, no one's that good.
Moving on. Put loose and fancy free. Woo-hoo! Ian, what time is it now?
Yeah, I suspect it's time for the featured
character of the week.
All right.
For people, last week's clue was awesome. Deal with it.
Wow.
Awesome.
Apparently last week's clue was...
It was wicked awesome.
From the Massachusetts Bay Area also.
I have never busted out a Bible reference in my life. It was great.
That was somehow meant to lead our brave listeners to none other than, you guessed it, 5-star Iron Man.
So I want to clear this up just in case there's confusion. The quote was from Matthew 13, but it was also from Mark 4:6. So it appears in both places, and Mark 4:6, Iron Man, Mark 4:6.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I'm with you. Once again, you will not be receiving a bio. If you need an Iron Man bio at this point, shame.
Hey, it's Tony Stark. Chase you. He's rich. Make some robot suits. Right.
Seriously, I will chase you through the streets ringing a bell. Shame. So, Iron Man, he's, you guessed it, red, blue, and yellow. Let's talk about the winning team. Cost you 9 red AP. Iron Man deals 1,632 or 1,063 2 damage. plus an extra 707 damage for every team Iron Man character on his team. Both of those numbers get bigger as he gets bigger. One day dealing 2,176 damage plus 2,000. See, the team is the key. That one really, really ramps up.
Yeah.
The base damage never gets any better than it does initially. But now we're doing an extra 2,021 damage for each team Iron Man.
Some 2021 damage?
Yes, 2021 damage in the year 2021. Duck Dodgers or in a couple years.
How about in the year 2525 if we're all still alive?
No.
All right.
Girl Friday. It's a blue power. It does 10 blue AP. It converts 4 of the enemy's strongest color basic tiles into red. After the board settles, destroy all remaining red tiles. Does not generate AP. It converts 5, 6, 7, then 8 of the enemy's strongest color basic tiles to red. The end. If you were waiting for more, that's all it does. Let me tell you about House Party Protocol. Costs you 12 yellow AP. It creates 3 3-turn yellow countdown tiles that deal 1,169 damage. If Iron Man would take 1,632 damage or more, remove one of these tiles and prevent the damage. Each tile deals more damage. And that increases all the way up to 2,104 damage. And it's always 1,632. So there you go. That was some good good power reading on my part. So let's talk about this guy. I gotta recap because I breezed through it so easily and I was really not interested. It does not. I've gotten whooped by him on several occasions and I don't know how because it doesn't look like he does any damage.
That's been my feelings with him is that, boy, for a 5-star, he just doesn't do any damage.
None. And someone explained to me what that blue power does.
Yeah, it gives you a lot of board shake.
That can't be effective, is it?
Oh, I didn't say it was effective.
It
does some board shake.
Man, I'm just so stunned because I don't use him in any way. I have no experience with him. I guess I'm most shocked because the Civil War version of him is unbelievable. The player version of him looks terrible.
Yeah, he's not great.
Boy, am I bored. I would have rather had a confusing power list to read and mumble through. Let's see. Yeah, so the first one relies on your other two characters absolutely having to be Team Iron Man characters.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I obviously don't have that list in front of me, but let's say, you know, Black Widow and some other people probably. Maybe Storm.
We do have a comment from UNC Samurai that his blue can royally screw characters like 4-star Cyclops that rely on red.
Oh, sure.
It's still not that good. Yeah,
but I mean, that's the best part of it, is that it's, right. It's board shake. It's not...
Right, and I clearly...
I mean, he's a 5-star, so the match damage is, you know, okay.
Right, and it's their strongest color, so it you know, slows their progression a little bit, but...
I mean, he's the 5-star I have the most covers of, and I don't ever use him for any reason.
Right.
I have 9 covers on him.
Jeez.
Right.
I have him at a 2-5-2.
Wow.
I never use Iron Man.
After reading this, I would hesitate to say, why would you?
2-5-2, yeah, though. You've got all that blue.
Oh, I got loads of blue. I am blue yeah. like no tomorrow.
Yellow, I'm really trying to read yellow, but it reads to me like if Shadow Step were way worse, Elektra's black ability.
Yeah.
Or at least no better than... Tyrion makes some Marge Simpson noises. But it seems like the most viable.
So I think we're underestimating Girl Friday a little bit.
Yeah, I agree.
But Donkey Teeth is Donkey Teeth again. It's freaking me out. he said it's like Quake, but it takes out 2 colors. Because you're taking out their strongest, and then you're taking out
all the red.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
However, he also says that Elektra's traps are much better now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Every time when I used him when I first had a bunch of them, he just doesn't hurt enough. Like, he just doesn't do enough damage for me. Like, the winning team just doesn't help enough.
It seems like his biggest advantages are the match damage for the 5-star, for just being a 5-star and having some hit points.
Yeah, like...
I had no idea that he was this bad. I'm actually feeling bad for him now. Poor Tony.
Seriously.
Yeah, he's dead. What are you gonna do?
Sure, he'll get better.
Oh, probably. It's Marvel. Nobody stays dead.
Right.
Not even Bucky, after all those years of Bucky being dead. Dude was dead for like 60 years, and then he came back.
He had a huge comeback.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was building it up, and it was well worth it. I don't know. I don't even know what to say. Like, I don't have anything constructive to say about how to build this guy.
Bucky was the slow con. UNC Samurai chimes in and says, Uncle Ben always stays dead.
That's true.
I suppose he has to, because otherwise you can, you know, the whole Spider-Man character just falls apart.
Right. I'm going to go ahead and... Even though the damage ramps up in a good way, I'm going to say build him at 355 because I'm indignant and I say, Team Iron Man, you don't tell me who to put on my team. I'll put whoever I want on my team.
I'll do what I want.
I'm my own man.
I'm still sticking with my 535 just because level 3 blue is 6 tiles and level 5 only gets you 8.
Yeah, difference absolutely. Isn't that good, so. You are correct. That is the correct answer. Because the extra damage you get from Team Iron Man players is seems significant. But that was just needless sass. So there you go. Craig, what do you think?
I would go 5-3-5 would be the long-term plan.
That is the correct answer.
Yeah, right now I'm at 1-0-2. So not even using... I don't even use him as a meat shield. Like, nothing. I never use him.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever launched a game and had him in it.
I have.
What do you have him at?
And then I've, you know, shot people with red and been really disappointed by the fact that it did so little damage it made me sad.
Right. Right. I have, again, that's another one. Again, but it doesn't look like he gets significantly better, because I was just going to start talking about, what do you have him at, Ray?
102.
Okay. I have him at 201. Nice. So disappointing in the same direction. But I was thinking when Craig said that, when I have Back in Black at 200, Back in Black is terrible at, you know, initially, like absolutely terrible. But he seems to become one of the best five stars in the game. Iron Man does not seem to do that.
Hmm. Totally agree. Yeah.
I mean, Back in Black can throw a Toyota at you, and that's exciting stuff.
Right. But when he has one level of web taekwondo or whatever it's called, terrible.
Yeah. Taekwondo or
yeah,
whatever it is.
Yeah, he does something dizzyingly awful, like for like 100 damage.
I don't know. Save him. We'll get back to him
maybe someday.
Later.
Yeah. Anyway, that was my point. I don't know what to do about Mark 46 Iron Man, but let's build him at a, despite what I say, build him at a 5.35.
Muy bien.
Yeah.
What's people's gods on the vines?
Oh, way too much.
Mine sucks.
Mine's doing great. I cleared everything up for the better.
Okay.
All I have is a human torch hanging out there, dying slowly, faced with the decision of whether or not to champion him.
I have a black Captain Marvel that I mentioned last week that she's got one day left. I don't even know why I'm holding on to her at 5.30. So yeah, that's for selling. I have a Red Blade who's got 10 more days. And I don't know. I don't know where my blade is, but he's decently covered already. So he's at a 5.34. So that's actually got possibilities.
Yeah. Hang on to that.
I have a red Winter Soldier. That is my eighth red for him with nothing else. He's at a 5.00 still, so that's for selling. And besides that, I just today got me a purple Agent Coulson, which is apparently at like 5.22 or whatever the purple. I've got five purple and two of the others. Mm. So that's just annoying. And that's where I'm at. I've got four stars dying. 2.52. Yeah, that's what he's at.
I got a Rai dying in 3 days. She's fully covered.
Right, this is ISO diet, not...
Yeah, I have a dilemma, because I will almost have enough ISO very shortly. I have 362,000 at the moment. But I've also got a Red Blade dying, and a Red Venom, and a Blue Mordo, and a Gwenpool. So I could either champion Rai or Gwenpool, and I'm leaning towards, sadly, Gwenpool.
She does a ton of damage.
Well, plus there's also, I think she's going to give me another cover here from progression, I think, in this current event.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just got mine.
So plus, I got to champ her just to... Cause
yeah. You play a ton of PvEs, and that's where she shines.
Yeah. And I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 corks that are dying.
Oh, sure.
Nobody really cares about them, but okay.
No, but...
Not even a little bit.
I didn't mention my two stars. I have a ton of two stars as well. I did not mention them. Donkey Teeth says Gwenpool is the only answer to that question.
Yeah, I just don't like it.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you could champ Mordo, I'd feel better.
I would too, but I can't.
Yeah, I've been liking Mordo too. Of course, he's been boosted. That makes him awesome.
My Mordo not that good. Where's my Mordo?
Mordo jumps in the air for 11,000 points of damage.
My Mordo is 5.51, so I can't get it. I'm not getting the purples.
Sure.
Right.
So, but yeah, I think Gwenpool will probably get all this ISO.
Now, Scrubby says he would champ Blade. I don't know where your Blade is at.
My Blade is a 5.12, so having another red does not do it.
Yeah, that doesn't help. But Blade is pretty good, though, I will say. I don't have him yet, but...
No, but you will.
Yeah,
I'm
hoping.
I'm already building up my mojo.
Woo-hoo.
For tonight's token pull. That your token pull will be a green Tools of the Trade for the Forgotten 4-star Blade.
All right, then. Anybody get anything exciting this week?
Did I ever?
Tell me more.
I think I got a blue Williams, who gave me my long-awaited yellow legendary presence, Peggy Carter.
Oh, like nice. Carter.
Yeah, I was pumped. Pumped seeing a Peggy Carter cover. Makes you feel good. That was all. But that was enough.
I didn't remember getting anything good.
I'm trying to remember. I don't think I haven't been opening anything.
Yeah.
I don't really think I got a whole lot. I mean, my most recent was, another level for Gwenpool. I have 650 command points.
That's a lot.
And, 12, legendary tokens, because I just haven't been opening them.
Sure. I understand. You did, however, get the most valuable Cloak and Dagger cover I've ever seen in my life.
Hey, good call.
That was good times.
Definitely times. I won't say they were good or not, but it was times.
Sunday night, Ray was so furiously trying to finish up his simulator to get to 2,000 points. He just kept getting beaten back down, and then he climbed back up, and he'd get beaten back down, and he was going to, I think, commit Harry Carey at one point. But he managed to pull it out with, like, 4 minutes to spare.
I think it was 20. It was more like 20 minutes.
Yeah, it was still a nail-biter.
Yeah. I kept getting up to within 20 points and then losing, like, 60 points. Oh, it was so frustrating.
I mean, yeah, it was a serious... Just a wave of emotions. Ray is definitely one of my best and closest friends, and I feel 100% safe around him. Sunday night, I figured there was a 5% chance he was going to murder me if I ate one more pretzel. I mean, it was he was on his last nerve. It was horrible and glorious all at the same time.
I wasn't going to kill anyone. I got up and left the room.
Oh, sorry. They just looked so salty and delicious, and Craig was eating them, and I knew what was happening, but I just couldn't stop myself. No,
they were salty and delicious, snacky. Especially with one of they those were. Brownies. That was fantastic.
Yeah, that was good times. All right, let's
move on.
Let's.
All right, let's open some tokens. Brought to you, as always, by this guy. Shout out to our sponsor, this guy. Speaking of this guy.
This guy. Yeah.
Ian had some this guy beer. Ray, did you try the beer?
I got it up to my nose and took a whiff. It smelled extremely citrusy and a slightly less hoppy.
It was both of those things.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the entire glass. It was not, it was the right amount of hoppy.
Yeah,
you know,
when I'm
going into a double IPA, I expect it to be almost offensively hoppy because that's their shtick.
Yeah.
But it was not. And the citrus notes did not overpower the overall quality of the beer.
Good.
So it's definitely not necessarily worth a drive to Eastern Michigan, but it is a good drinkable early summer beer.
Ian, were you at the Beer Fest the year that they had the super crazy beer that went through the hop infuser?
Was it Hoptimus Prime?
No, maybe it was Hopinator.
Was it back when? Oh, I don't know. Back when it was still indoors.
Yes, it was indoors up at the
Penn Stater.
Yeah.
Or Scanicon, and it was the year I had the that was called Hoptimus Prime, and it lived in the back left hand corner, and there was always a real long line. But yeah, I drank it. I did not try any Hopinators. That sounds good.
But it, like, the hose that the beer came out of was just filled with, like, hops. So the beer got extra, like, fresh hops on its way to your glass?
Sounds dope.
Oh, it was awful.
Really?
It's absolutely revolting. Huh. It was the hoppiest of all hops. I did not like it. No, sir?
I don't like it.
Anyway, who wants to open some?
Might as well be Ray. He's going to open a Green Tools of the Trade. Save the suspense for ARC tokens.
That would be awesome. Yeah. But it is untrue. I have a purple cover sitting in front of me.
Oh, you are the worst.
I got a 5-star. That's a beautiful thing right there.
True story.
That is a Spirit of Wakanda.
Ooh.
Black Panther. I don't think I even have that power. I think that's going to make me very happy.
Cool.
Nope, I did have that power. But he's at a 0-2-3 now.
Wow. That's a lot of Black Panther.
Yeah,
I also have a latest legend to open. Give Star-Lord a good old-fashioned eye-poking, and it yields none other than... Ooh! Another blue Riri Williams.
Bye-bye,
he did not give me a bonus token or hero. So, there we go. Now I have her at a 4-2-0.
All right, I'm going to scratch Star-Lord's Michael Jackson leather jacket. Sadly, he gives me a 4-star. What a jerk.
Fair Porno. Oh.
Nope, it's an Agent Venom.
Oh, good. You need that.
Let's see if I can even use it. No.
No.
That is a black Agent Venom, which apparently I can't do anything with, because my Agent Venom is 551. So, yeah, I need yellows. So that's just going to be sold for ASO. Sad times.
Well then.
Sad times.
Nice work, Ian and Ray.
Thank you, as always, to this guy.
Yeah, thanks, this guy.
All right, Ian, tell me about the podcast network.
Well, if you head on over to the soon-to-be-named network at soon-to-be-named-network.com. You will find the soon-to-be-named network podcast network filled with a large variety of podcasts covering all things from Star Trek to pop culture to wrestling to secular living to Marvel Puzzle Quest and many, many, many others. Many, many, many others. Do not let me sell this network short. If you're near need of a podcast, we've got one. We've got one that is just for you. So come on over, soon-to-be-named-network at soon-to-be-named-network.com, or you can check out the direct links available on our website, puzzlewarriors3.com. Please avoid puzzlewarriors3.org. It is very adult-oriented.
I have no idea what is there. I don't think anything's there. I think I keep getting prompted to buy it.
What's that?
I said I think I keep getting prompted to buy it, so probably nobody owns it.
So I think that's that should wrap it up this week for the experiment on the Discord chat. So that was fun. As always, thank you for joining in. PuzzleWarriors3.com is our website. You can leave comments, suggestions there in the discuss feature, or send us an email, or get us on Twitter, or on Facebook, or on the D3 forums, or the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit. Is that all the places? I think that's all the places. Mm-hmm. If you want to throw us a bone, go to our website, click on the Amazon banner, you buy something, we get some stuff. Or you can head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 and special order yourself some Puzzle Warriors or soon-to-be-named network swag. So I think that's what we got. So goodbye for now. And remember, kids, I'm number one with a bullet. I'm a power pack. Goodbye, everybody.
I'm going to have that song in my head.
Okay, good. It's a song, because I was looking at that and I was like, oh my God, 5-star Franklin Richards confirmed?
No, the power pack was all the kids.
Plus him.
Not originally.
It was just the
brothers and sisters with the power pack.
The power family and him.
Yeah, not when I was reading it.
Okay, good, because I did not get the clue, but I will investigate.
All right. Good night, okay. Everyone.
I'm going to leave this live thing now. Bye-bye. Nope.
Warning, the following contains elements suitable for no audiences. Listener discretion advised.
Putting on his helmet, tapping to the Nova Force. Pointing with his fingers, Nova Blast, go pew pew. Nova's using a danger zone. Strike tiles in the danger zone. Heading into takeoff, switching it to Rocket Man. He's got you flying off the board and crashing in down two turns. Nova's using Danger Zone. He'll crash you when he uses Danger Zone. You never know what code will crash until you throw someone up into the air. You'll never know what patch they'll do until you read the next week's notes. Out along the edges, always where he's gonna be. He's generally pretty good, but never in my top three. Nova's using Danger Zone. gonna hit you right into the danger zone. Nova's you.